Talk Live with Psychics Online now for one-on-one personal readings. Welcome to Stars Psychics, a community of gifted psychic readers offering live psychic readings through our private chat rooms. Want to know about your love life? What about your career and wealth? Hear from loved ones and more. Our network of channelers, tarot card readers, clairvoyants, spiritual advisors, and clairaudients can assist in answering your questions and guide you to a new level of spiritual career. Online psychic readings are a great way to find out answers you've always wanted to know from a psychic in the privacy and comfort of your home. Go to www.starspsychics.com. That's stars with a Z, psychics.com. Now click on the new one-on-one button and start talking to a psychic today.
Well, hello, this is Natalie, also known as StarsCast, and I'm the owner of Stars Psychics. And I have two wonderful ladies here with me tonight that usually are on the air with me, and they do all the talking, and they are the experts. And I'm an expert in some things, but not as much as they are. But anyways, I have Stars Maya Moon and Stars Nicole tonight, and I think Candy is trying to get into the chat room. We're having a little bit of difficulty. But tonight's topic is December the 12th month beginning or end? So is it the beginning for people out there, or is it the end? How do you treat December? And I'm going to read a little thing here that Maya wrote. It says here, as we enter the final month of 2015, many of us are preparing for changes or perhaps have already entered into transitions. What are the true spiritual energies and influences during this month apart from holiday celebrations? Does the collective or universal see us as beginning, ending, or perhaps a little bit of both? Now, what do you ladies have to say about this? I think this is a great topic. It really, really is. So go ahead, Maya.
Okay, well, good evening, everyone. This is Maya, and I missed everyone so much last week, Nicole and Natalie and all the listeners.
We missed you too.
Thank you. Thank you. And so it's really great to be back, and I'm a little bit of a psychic wild card, kind of an inside joke for us tarot readers. I'm just in a really good mood. I'm happy to be back, and I want to say Happy Hanukkah to everyone celebrating, and many joyous blessings to you all as you celebrate and follow your traditions in that holiday. And just welcome to everyone, to all of our listeners. We appreciate you, and without you, there would really be, I would still probably have fun just talking, but it wouldn't be the same. Your energy, really, of the listeners, I think really is important, something that I always feel. So I love the energy of the people that listen and sometimes comment. And as you know, Natalie always mentions, and sometimes I remember to do so as well, that if you can't be with us live, you can always access Stars, that's Stars with a Z, of course, homepage, and there's all different venues, ways of listening, ways that I don't even know what the heck the gadgets are, but probably a six-year-old would be able to teach me. I think they teach them in kindergarten how to use these, whatever they are, but I know they do a lot of great stuff. So on to the topic. I'm almost in awe in many respects of December itself. It's one of my favorite months. I do celebrate Christmas, so that is part of it. But also this December especially, I feel that we have been in a very profound year, a year of a lot of spiritual connections, and it just has a little bit more energy to it, more direction, more influence than what I remember feeling in years past. I mean, every year there's some energy, and I do acknowledge that there is a lesson, a collective, individually, but this December feels especially important to me in many different ways. And it's interesting because we're looking at the changes, shifts, or transitions, And is it a beginning or is it an end? And I see it as a conjoining of the two. And in some respects, for some of us, we can feel some conflict because it's a lot like, I guess the analogy that I would use is going through a closet or, let's say, going through a room of old things. We have things that we know we need to part with, but favorite sweater, we haven't worn it in 5 or 10 years maybe, something like that, or jeans, or a hat, a scarf. But there's memories or something attached to it, and it's difficult to really let it go, even though it's just not serving a purpose. And we know that we have to make some decisions because, let's say, we have, you know, we're rearranging our room or we need more room or whatever the reason is. It's for the greater good and the higher good cause. And so it's kind of a conjoining is what I see. And so I do feel that there is some endings that are taking place, and these are transitioning us to a different path, always for the better, for the greater good. And also, I believe that there's a lot of doors being opened and that it's unusual in some respects, in comparatively speaking, I guess, when we look at what is the, let's say, if you want to use the word, I don't really like to use the word normal, but what would be seen as more traditional for December. So that's kind of how I see it. I see that, you know, to me it's like a fast moving, but yet at the same time there's also peaceful. So there's a lot of contradictions, if you will, within the month of December, and yet I think above all the vibration is one of great, great potential, great positivity. So with that, I'll go ahead and turn it over to Nicole, because I'm very anxious, and I'm sure the listeners are as well, to see what she thinks about this month.
Yeah, well, thank you, Maya, and thank you, Natalie. I mean, when I connect and tune into it, Maya and Natalie, I kind of get a similar feeling. It's a series of beginnings, but it's also a series of endings as well, you know. And when I look at the month of December, also moving into the month of January, I think of it more from the perspective of a rebirth, you know. So you're letting go of what you no longer need. You're letting go of what no longer serves you. And then you're looking to the future and you're trying to determine kind of what's coming next, you know, what's coming to you next. I think this is a really important month. It's a really pivotal month to look at things that really bring you joy and bring you bliss and bring you happiness and really ask yourself, you know, what is my greatest joy? What is my greatest excitement? And how can I carry that into the new year? You know, and with that, you also think of the things that no longer serve you, maybe things that cause you sadness or fear or frustration. So this is a really good month to let those things go and kind of let those things fall away. And then you're moving into a new energy, a new beginning. So I see it kind of as a combination of both, you know. I think we're always in a state of rebirth, and we're always in a state of becoming and awakening. But I sense that the month of December is really important and pivotal because the season we're in is winter. So that's a period of hibernation. That's a period of getting quiet. And then when you come out of that winter and you're sort of moving into the spring, you're coming into a state of new beginnings. I sense that now would be a really, really good time for people to kind of sit down and make a list of all the things that they want to experience in the year to come. Sometimes when I'm reading for clients, one of the things that comes through when I'm doing readings near the end of the year is we'll say, okay, so it's, let's say it's December 31st of 2015. Where do you want to be emotionally, mentally, and spiritually December 31st of 2016? And when we start to think about that and envision it, then the next question we ask is, okay, what do I need to do throughout the year to get there? And so the interesting thing about that is that when you start to think about that and brainstorm, suddenly not only is your future something that you want, not only is it a dream, but it becomes a reality because then you actually have physical steps that you're working towards. So I see it as a little bit of both. I think December is a great month. It's funny, in some ways December makes me a little sad because, you know, you're saying goodbye to the old year, you're saying goodbye to old experiences, but at the same same time you're moving into something new and something exciting. So, you know, that's what comes through for me. But I'll turn it back over to you, Maya, and see what you have to say about that.
Well, I loved your point, Nicole, that is, I think, is a really important point, and is you use the word pivotal, and I would agree with that, and that's a really relevant word to use. And one thing about December is that more so than other months, and I agree with you that we are constantly changing. I mean, it's just like the Earth itself is constant rotation. Even though we're not always aware, we don't feel the Earth moving because we've adjusted to it, and because it's a very slow movement, but it's in movement. So we are, I do believe that's true, that we are constantly moving and shifting and changing on our soul level, and also cognitively sometimes and emotionally as well. But what is different, and what is very true, what you said about December, is that for a lot of people, they are very much in touch with what lies ahead and what might be lacking or what their goals might be. And as you said, it is a great time to sit down and to consider, okay, I know, you know, where I've come from, you know, for this year, and where do I project myself to be? Where do I want to be? And what can I do? Or what steps can I possibly take to create that, to manifest these things to happen or to occur? So that's very true, that December is more profound in the sense that many of us, and I found this to be very, very true with clients asking about the future, their path, their career, their love life, in more of a all-over sense rather than just a specific question to one certain thing or certain person or situation, is that how this all comes together. And, you know, I have found, I don't know if you've noticed this. Now, I do feel, too, that this December is this way traditionally where people are becoming aware of the change of year, and that brings, I agree, there is some sadness in saying goodbye to the year, and there's also excitement in anticipating the new year and what might lie ahead. But I'm finding that I feel that in general, again, people, humans seem to be a little bit more spiritually aware than what I would maybe say in comparison to, say, for example, last year or to another year. There's just something different about the collective this year that I feel. I felt that as a spiritual person, and my guides have supported throughout the year that this was going to be an important year spiritually for us collectively, uniting together. But I also feel that people are becoming more aware. People that were clients, humans, you know, that were not necessarily thinking of things in terms of their spirituality are spending more time in connecting, aligning, and seeking harmony with that, becoming more aware, less materialistic, I believe, less superficial, and more concerned with the intrinsic and the collective good or the greater good. And, you know, I love December because I feel that it's kind of a bountiful or plentiful month of goodwill and good cheer and feelings of brotherhood. We're all a little nicer, except for the Scrooges and Grinches, of course. But, you know, most of us are just, I don't know, maybe I'm just like a little kid because I always just, I do feel really happy in December and I anticipate what the year could bring. But now, that's what I was curious to ask you, Nicole. So those are great, great points, and they're very important points to too. And so if you are listening, probably a lot of this is really resonating with you as far as preparing for, and those are great ideas that Nicole had. I really support that, writing down and thinking about, you know, as human beings, there's always going to be circumstances, external situations and things that are a little bit beyond our control. We don't need to focus on that. We need to focus on what is within our control and that which we can change and manifest, and what, you know, how powerful our intentions can be, whatever those are. So writing things down and making a list and being conscientious of or conscious of that, I think, is a wonderful idea, and I think it's very, very helpful. I believe that writing is a powerful tool, and sometimes even for myself, if I write something down and I read it or look at it, it becomes ingrained in me. It you know, or I might, if it's something, you know, well, I'm mad because so-and-so did this, and then I read it, I might think to myself, well, that's really silly. It up. So anyways, back to that. So are you finding that you feel that there is any type of rising of the collective conscious? Are you finding that to be true or not? Not as much as me. What do you think?
No. Actually, thank you, Maya. I agree with you. I actually am finding that to be true. And the interesting thing that I'm finding is that, I mean, you know, not to make it as simplistic as I'm getting ready to make it, but what I do see is it almost feels like people are falling into almost two camps, if that makes sense. I'm finding that there are people that know they're connected to the divine. They know that there's a deeper meaning for life, and they're starting to understand that. Like, even questions of wondering, like, where your food comes from, you know, wanting to hold politicians and world leaders accountable, wanting to hold religious leaders accountable, having concerns about refugees and people that are going through a lot of strife, you know, where folks are kind of glued to the television or glued to the computer, and they're really watching and praying for people to have a better life. So I definitely feel like that is going on. One of the things that I noticed with a lot of clients as well is that I feel a lot more people are tired of sort of being in these unhealthy relationship patterns. So I've been doing readings for a lot of people that just kind of want to be free of that. You know, that's the big thing that I see. Like, people want to be free of that stuff, and they just want to move more into a state of happiness. I see a lot of people that are definitely more focused on doing what they love, you know, so the focus is not 100% on making money and wealth and material wealth, but it's more on taking care of yourself and taking care of your family while also doing what you love. So there seems to be a lot of focus on that. But then on the other end as well, I also see people that, you know, are getting really polarized, you know, and I think that that's something to kind of be aware of and watch, because specifically in the United States of America, but across the world, you know, we're finding ourselves being very polarized on the issues of race and class, sexism, nationality. And so what I'm also finding are people who, they're not necessarily identifying with their spiritual selves or their spiritual being anymore. They're only identifying with their race. They're only identifying with their class. They're only identifying with their nationality. And so that's kind of interesting, because on one hand, you have people that understand, I'm multidimensional, I'm connected to everything and everyone. And then on the other hand, you have folks that are really only focused on that finite part of themselves that they can see. You know, so that's kind of an interesting thing. I'm finding that people seem to be getting more polarized. It's not so much in the middle. It's either I'm multidimensional, I'm connected to everyone and everything, or I'm an American, or I'm white, I'm black, I'm Asian. This is what I am. This is the reality of who I am. So I think that this is by design. I'm actually feeling, and I was kind of praying about this and talking to one of my friends about it, I actually feel that, and one of the things that I've noticed and I've experienced it myself, I notice a lot of people moving and relocating. Some people are doing it by choice, and some people are doing it because they're forced to do it. You know, if you're in a war-torn country, sometimes you have no other choice but to move to another part of the world. But what I'm noticing is that people are moving to the place they vibrate to the most. You understand? So what almost seems to be happening is that people of different mindsets, people of different religious views, you're starting to see more and more that people are concentrating in areas based upon their vibration, you know, and this is their spiritual, mental, and emotional vibration. And I'm noticing that. And you're sort of seeing that. And if you go to different parts of the country, different parts of the United States, different parts of the world, that's one thing that I'm starting to notice a lot, is that people are starting to be grouped more and more by their vibrational and spiritual frequency. And so they're going to the places that they resonate with spiritually. And I think that's happening more than ever before as well. So that's a very interesting thing. I'm also seeing that some people are letting go of sort of the rules that society has placed upon us, that you must get married, you must have children, you must live a certain type of life. I'm noticing people at many different age levels are starting to question that, and they're starting to say, but is this really what I want for my life? You know, do I want to travel the world? Do I want to live in a small town? What do I want to do? What is true for me? So that question is coming up too. And the final thing that I see is that there are a lot of people who are starting to expose and sort of call out abuse and call out injustice. I'm reading for a lot of people that are kind of getting fed up and tired with that, and they're not handling it anymore. They're not accepting it anymore. You know, and they're sort of saying, like, there should be a level of peace and equality. We don't have to agree, but we also don't have to take abuse and mistreatment. And so more than ever before, people are kind of lending their voices, and they're sort of saying, this isn't okay, and this isn't right, and we're not on board with this. And that's a little different because, you know, it used to be specifically in a lot of spiritual communities, it was almost like it was a non-spiritual thing to speak up or criticize. But what I'm finding is that people, sometimes in a loving way, sometimes in a not-so-loving way, are lending their voices to what they're in support of, and, you know, and are sort of speaking out against what they perceive to be injustice. So I find that that is very, very different. A lot of people getting involved politically. I'm seeing it in music as well, not so much in mainstream music, but seeing it a lot in underground music and among independent artists. So that's an interesting thing, where I do feel like there are people that are waking up, you know, that there's a segment of the population that's waking up. And I feel like in the next 5 to 10 years, we're really going to be grouped less by race, less by class, but more by our spiritual vibration and what we vibrate to. You know, that's what I'm seeing. But I'll turn it back over to you, Maya, and see, you know, what you have to say about that.
Well, I would definitely agree. So let's go over, because you had some really, really valid points that I would say that I completely resonate with. And so let's go back to relationships. And I'm seeing that to be true as well, that December seems to be a month where people that have been in past or previously stuck or focused or even, let's say, obsessive or compulsive or even just patterned into, I would term it in a variety of ways as being sheeple to a point where they are, you know, their tolerance became self-compromise, and they are starting to realize they're awakening spiritually, and so they are, as you said, you know, I mean, I may be paraphrasing, but I understand the meaning, and I support that, and I'm seeing that as well. The movement, the universal energies are such that I feel that they are allowing and encouraging those of us that are involved in unhealthy or dysfunctional relationships or situations involved with other people. And that doesn't necessarily have to be romantic either. It can be friendships or family relationships or any type of obligatory relationship where, rather than our desire to be with that person, there's an obligation there. They're starting to wake up and realize that they can make other choices. And whereas, let's say, 2 months ago, they felt that there was just no way that they would be able to break apart from that, and not so much in, you know, well, I can't financially support myself, or you know, I can't do this or I can't do that. They're empowered spiritually, and therefore their faith and their hope is setting them apart and allowing them to be able to take the risk and the sacrifice. So I do feel that a lot of there's a lot of us humans out there that are letting go and moving forward and moving out of relationships, situations, and I would go even with jobs and careers. And I think what you said mm-hmm. about moving, I hadn't really thought of that specifically until you brought it up, and I was like, wow, like a light bulb mm-hmm. went off. And that is so true. I had not really looked at that, but that's very true. And I do agree that there's always going to be, you know, if we want to say that there's the light and then there's the lack of light, as opposed to saying there's light and dark, however you want to term that. I know what I may not be able to articulate it completely, because spirituality is difficult. I'm sure you would agree to a mm-hmm. point, Nicole, to try to explain, like, we both work with our guides. I've noticed that we do have that in common. And sometimes mm-hmm. it's difficult to relay the messages in the way that we receive them, just because it's something that we feel, and so it's very difficult, as anyone knows, when you feel something, trying to explain, even if you go to the doctor and they say, well, what kind of pain is it? Is it an ache or is it a throbbing? It can be hard sometimes to pinpoint that. But yes, I do believe that there is this grouping going on and this affiliation. And while there is a lower level energy, and there always is going to be, really, I mean, we're always going to have that lower level energy around us and within us. Many of us can overcome that, but there's still going to be those that are going to be stuck in that lower level energy or vibration. So they're moving in different direction, and those are the ones that I believe are associating with race or religion, and I believe that a lot of people are moving, like you said, moving literally, changing locations to where what resonates with them, and that might be something tied to a past life, a location. It might be due to family. It might be a job that is more fulfilling. I mean, there could be many reasons. But the gist of it is that it is somehow serving their highest good, and it is a spiritual and collective connection. And by the collective, what I mean is that there is, as you pointed out, there is an awareness of others and their difficulty. And as far as, like, you mentioned a couple things, too, that I wanted to touch on, about seeking justice, and there's some things that I'm hoping we'll get to talk about next week that get a little bit deeper into that whole, because that's a really big and important, I feel, upcoming event that's going on, this spiritual movement, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but as we're moving and we're, those of us that are on that higher level energy, and that's all of us. I'm not talking about experts or people saying, well, you're special because you've done this or you do that or I do this or I do that. But just that is the highest intention, and that's what's driving a person to go forward, is that spiritual connection that they have to themselves, to the divine or creator source, and to one another. And so they're able to speak out and to deny, as opposed to just being spoon-fed information and following these orders. And I believe that some of the newer generations, the younger people, like you talked about the underground music. Well, I have mm-hmm. a son. He'll be 19 in a couple weeks here. So he's basically 19. And it's a very interesting generation that I'm seeing, because they are very definitive of that. I almost want to use the word liberal, but I know that that can be associated with politics, and it's not a political statement whatsoever. It's a spiritual statement. But this all-encompassing, free-to-be-me, but not in a disdainful way and not in a way that's harmful or disrespectful or dishonoring of others, it's actually quite the opposite. It's this all-accepting of, you know, it is okay to be whomever you are, and we do not have to fit inside of this box or this little pattern. And again, I'm not in any way suggesting that we just run out with butcher knives and say, well, I feel good about it, so I'm going to do this, you know. But I feel that it's very positive, and it's positive for us that and that people that normally would not necessarily speak up or have an opinion, let alone take any action, I'm almost shocked to see that they are indeed taking action. So yes, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of individual changes going on in our life. And again, you know, the analogy for me is kind of cleaning out the closet. So there's going to be a little bit of tears shed, I believe, as we do throw away that sweater, which is just symbolic of something that we need to let go of, that it's no longer useful, and in some ways it's holding us back from, you know, maybe a new sweater or something new. But there's this very bright light that I feel is starting to shine, and it's almost, you know, I love the story of the Star of David and all that. And without, I don't believe this is a religious show, so I do not want to go into any type of religious podium. But there's a universal light, and I believe that, in a sense, it is shining, and that there are many that are being called to that, and that is of the highest, the intention is of the highest, and those that are walking towards that light are finding that they have a lot of their burdens, a lot of past wounds, you know, a lot of grudges. That's another thing that my guides had shared with me, that this would be a month that for many people they might be reconnecting with people from their past in a very positive manner, finishing unfinished business, healing old wounds. Forgiveness is very much a part of this month of December, being able to forgive, and not just forgive because it's, you know, well, it's Christmas, so, you know, Aunt Susie's going to be here and none of us like her, but it's Christmas. It's more of a really deep soul felt level. So, yeah, there's really a lot. I mean, when you stop and think about it, I don't know about you, Nicole, but I mean, I just really feel it in waves sometimes. Do you?
Mm-hmm. I do. Well, first of all, Maya, I agree with, you know, quite a lot of what you said. And as you were talking, I mean, the other thing that kind of came to me too, and it's difficult because, like, it's hard to put it into words necessarily, but I mean, I guess the best way I can describe it in terms of feeling is more of like a feeling of hope. I mean, that's the best way that I would be able to put it, is a feeling of hope. And what I sense also is that people are really getting to the point where, like, they're starting to ask themselves the question, who am I really? You know, I want to figure out who I really am. Let's figure out who we really are. You know, and I feel like that's something that's been happening more so than ever. You know, I kind of feel like that seems to be like a path and trajectory that people are on. And I think that sometimes, you know, in order to get there, we kind of have to go to those heavier places. We have to go to those darker places. We have to go to, you know, what we've been holding on to that is no longer who we are. You know, we have to let that go. It's interesting, but, you know, trying not to go off too much on a tangent, but it's making me think of relationships. that maybe no longer serve you or no longer help you, or, you know, maybe you're dealing with somebody who does not want to get well. They don't want to heal themselves. They decided they're going to stay in the situation that they're in. And then part of being who you really are is saying, well, you know, I can help, but I can't stay here with you. I have to go, you know. So I'm starting to notice that's happening more than ever. You know, it's interesting. I've had clients I've done readings for who are at the point where they're ready to walk off of jobs. You know what I mean? And it's not to say that this hasn't happened in the past, but I'm noticing it in what feels like to me to be more record numbers. And I think it's maybe just because, you know, folks are sort of saying maybe there has to be more to life than this. There has to be more to my purpose than this. I have to figure out who I really am, you know? But yeah, that's interesting. One of the things I feel more than anything, as you were talking, Maya, I feel like, but there is hope. You know what I mean? Like there's a sense of hope. And I feel like even in spite of all the ups and downs and everything that's going on, I mean, I see it in my life. I see it in the lives of lots of people. Folks are starting to pursue what is their bliss and what brings them the greatest joy. And I think that more and more, you're seeing more people live each day like it's their last day. You know what I mean? As opposed to saying, I have 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years promised to me. It's more like, no, let me focus on today. And what I can do today to kind of live my best life, you know, like it's my last. So that's interesting. You know, one final thing before I turn it over to you, Maya, because you were talking and then something else came through. A couple of weeks ago, I was listening to this song by this artist. His name is Toby Mack, and the song is called Speak Life. And in the song, he talks about how you can speak death or you could speak life into any situation, but there's really no neutral exchange. And so he says, speak life from the deepest, darkest night, speak life, you know. And I feel like that's what a lot of people are doing, whether they realize it or not. People are choosing to speak life into things. They're choosing to sort of revive, you know, what brings them the greatest joy. I feel like it's something that's naturally happening, but I feel like the spirit world is supporting it. I feel like the planets are supporting it. I feel like the guidance around people is supporting it. I feel like planet Earth is supporting it, because this is a time where, you know, we're giving birth to something new, you know. So that's what came through as you were talking. Noah went off on a little bit of a tangent, but that's what came through. But I'll turn it back over to you.
No, that was a great tangent, by the way.
Thank you.
So, no, that was, and I know when that comes, you just have to really express mm-hmm. it, and that's true. If I was going to pinpoint it, I would agree with you and say that it is a sense of this eternal hope, where before, let's say that the common person or many within. Okay, there's always been those that have been very evolved, and then there's always those that are much less evolved. But for those that fall in the median, for them, the requiring of a lot of validation and support, external support, and needing, you know, they may seek our services, which I think is of the higher, you know, expert, I mean, in spirituality, because that it's a spiritual journey. Other mm-hmm. than that, they seem to be, there is this movement, and there's this feeling of embracing the moment, seizing the moment. I agree with that completely, very much so, and also the feeling of hope. And it's as though hope is enough, which really it should be, but before we have been so blocked and so boxed in with so many obstacles. And yes, realistically, we're all aware that bills have to be paid and deadlines have to be met. And, you know, we can't, like in the 70s, you know, I look back to some of I think some of the concepts were good, but the way they went about it was perhaps not maybe the best way. But the concept that they had the right idea. They just were a little bit before their time. But now the universe is ready for that expansion. And yes, I believe that there's this, I don't even really know how, like you said, to how to articulate it as strongly as what I feel it, but it is this eternal hope. It's a hope that is just springing forth, and it's coming from, like, what I'm finding is clients that I would not have predicted or expected. And by predicted, I don't necessarily mean, you know, psychically predicted. I'm just using that as in a different context here. But from those that even watching the news or different people of, you know, we're seeing some changes in different venues like that, people that we would not expect them to take this side or move forward or do the unexpected, they are actually doing that. They are letting go, they're releasing, and so fear seems to be declining a great deal, and it's being replaced with this, just the sense of security that comes from within and comes from hope, which, or our faith, I mean, I believe that those are interchangeable to a point, but to me that's a very exciting time in life when we are able, as the collective, and when so many of us are able to just move forward to our purpose and to seek our meaning, what our true meaning is and what resonates with us and what we want to be and where we want to be and how we want to be that and create that. And we're not so bogged down by all these, well, you know, we need this and all these crutches and these devices or I should say vices rather than devices, because that makes me sound like I'm talking about computers, and I'm not, because don't even try to take that from me. but it is a very, and I do believe that the universe is just like this flow of water. And so if you were standing under a waterfall, it would just be the most purest water, and it would be of the most perfect temperature for whatever the climate might be. It just would be everything that you needed to wash clean anything of the past that had held you back, so that once that you've been washed in this light or in this waterfall or whatever, that you're walking away and there's just such a purity about it. It's so pure, and it comes from such a high place that it's, again, I said it's like this light. So I do feel that, and I agree that I'm seeing things, and I'm talking with people that I'm surprised every day that, you know, clients and just people in my life, and again, even TV, even public figures, different things that are going on that are very unexpected. They've been following this path, and they haven't been able, even though they seem to have some desire to make a change, they just haven't had the wherewithal or whatever was missing, the gumption. To me, that would be hope, like you pointed out. This hope has been lacking, and all of a sudden, it's just they've just been filled, you know, to just absolutely filled with this, and they are very comfortable in their own selves and in finding themselves. And that's another thing that I'm feeling is a very strong energy currently, that it's okay to wander. And by that, I don't mean aimlessly, but I mean creatively. Mm-hmm. To wander forward, to say, like what you were saying, you know, to be able to say, I know that this is not what I want, and I know that this is, that I'm not happy. And that just reminded me, I loved what you said too, because I really, really feel that so strongly as well. People that don't want to get well, and that whether that's physical, emotional, psychological, or spiritual, we're finding that breaking off of that, where, and that would be enabling, if you want to use psychological terms, we could say that those that have been enablers are saying, you know what, I can be supportive and I can do this, but I can't do that. I won't stay down here with you. I will help you climb out of this hole, and I will help you, you know, get towards the sun or whatever metaphor we want to use. But I won't stay here while you just grunt and groan in your misery, kind of. I mean, that's simplifying it, but is that...
Yeah, no, Maya, I feel like you hit the nail on the head. I mean, yeah, that was it exactly. I think it's just, you know, it's interesting, but like as we move into the new year, you know, we're asking ourselves, I think, who do I want to be? You know, what is the greatest expression of who I can be? And sometimes, you know, that involves kind of taking inventory of relationships, of thought patterns, of maybe things that we've been doing that aren't really working for us anymore. And sometimes, yeah, just as you said, Maya, like it's sort of like, well, have I been enabling someone? Have I been enabling myself or letting myself off of the hook where, like, I need to be more accountable? It's interesting, too, because as you were talking, one of the things the spirit kept saying was sort of a phrase, I didn't create it, but I heard someone else say it, and they said, find what feels good, find what feels good. And so one of the things they keep saying is, like, as you move into the new year and we're making decisions about what works best for us, they're saying to look at what feels good, and not what feels good in terms of, like, a superficial way, but more from a joyful place. You know, when you have conversations with people, how do you feel when you leave that person's presence? Do you feel uplifted? Do you feel hopeful for the future? Do you feel down? Because the feelings are always a barometer kind of for what's going on and for those exchanges. And sometimes those feelings can help us determine, you know, where we want to place our energy and sort of where we want to place our time. So, yeah, I mean, I feel like you were, what you said, Maya, I completely agree. And it definitely resonated. You know, we're going through a lot of changes. I'm actually hopeful for these changes. I'm kind of excited for the changes and the things that are going to be happening in the new year. I think that there's a segment of the population, as I said before, that already understands that we're multidimensional, and so we're a conglomeration of everything, of our race, our sex, sexuality, our gender, religion, if we have one. We're a mixture of all of those things, you know, and a mixture of the divine. And I think that it almost feels like the people that are taking all of that in and sort of saying, I am all of that, they're starting to live out the highest expression of themselves because they're not bound by their nationality or their race or their culture or their sexuality or their class. They're using all of it and then none of it at the same time to kind of figure out who they are. So this is so interesting because I haven't done a forecast for the new year yet. But as we're talking about it, like, I'm feeling glimpses of the new year, and I feel like there is going to be a lot that is traumatic and a lot of turmoil, but there's also going to be a lot of hope. There's going to be a lot of new beginnings. Kind of reminds me of, like, in a family, when a family member passes away, and then the next year a baby is born. And that's kind of what I feel is going to be happening, not just, like, in the United States, but across the world. I definitely feel like we're moving more into a space of understanding we're one world and we're the people of Earth, you know, and the image of the divine. And I feel like that's more what folks are starting to understand now. I think that's more what people are starting to get. And one final thing, for some reason that came through, I was thinking about myself today, you know, having to put myself, I was thinking about all my goals and everything and created the schedule and I put times and dates and everything on it. And I found myself getting so overwhelmed and bogged down by the time. And when I looked at it, Spirit basically sort of said, why don't you just take one day at a time? Like, you know what your goals are, but every day you kind of sit down and say, what are the most important things I need to get done today? Like, when I lay my head down on the pillow, what will I feel like, yes, I did it, if I did those things at the end of the day? And it's interesting, but they said, pursue that. You know, they're like, throw the list away and pursue what is most important. One day at a time, you'll get there. So, you know, it was interesting. But I agree with you, Maya, for sure. And I'll turn it back over to you.
Well, I appreciate it, Nicole. And I think that we both are definitely feeling the same, a lot of the same. So we're definitely in harmony with this energy. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that there's a lot of excited listeners that are, you know, I would like to think and hope that they are resonating with us and saying, oh, that makes so much sense, you know, because I felt these feelings and I wasn't sure, you know, was this just me? Why am I feeling this way? And another thing I feel, too, that is important to note is that in the past, perhaps, many of us have been, and I believe this is just a part of our human DNA, emotionally, spiritually, everything, is the fear of being alone, of being abandoned. And so that fear is one of the most powerful of the fears and mm-hmm. often leads us to chaos and dysfunction, anxiety, and enabling us to enable another person or enable ourselves, as you said, which was a good point to make, because we often do that. With this new collective energy and the potential that it brings, the feeling of being alone is really almost eliminated. There is, when we unite as we should, above, like you pointed out, it's not about religion, race, sexual orientation, gender. It's about living beings, and that we are all created from a source, from a power, from a divine, from a light, however you want to word that. There is some type of creation, and there is a cord that we are all attached to. It's like a grid, and we all come from that, and whether we want to recognize it or not, we do. And so we are never alone. I mean, we may be physically in, you know, in between relationships, or we may not have a friend over that evening, or I know some people are facing the holidays without a partner and without even family members. But I even believe that they have the potential to acknowledge and embrace that they are not alone, that the collective and the divine is always there with them. And when you have that feeling, I mean, when you stop for a moment, and if you can imagine yourself to be surrounded by this powerful source of light and collective energy, and that is got your back, so to speak, it just brings such a sense of peace and such powerful emotions, I believe, in being able to move forward. And absolutely, yes, what you said, I agree that we should always be aware of our creation and our to be and our what we want to be and where we're going. But you're that's so true about we, you know, we're such a progressive society and we rush ourselves so terribly that what you said was a very important point, that just do what prioritize. And one step, one thing, I mean, it's like, what was that saying when they walked on the moon? One small step for man, one giant step for mankind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, kind of mm-hmm. like that. If you take mm-hmm. your life and you just allow and embrace that one thing that you do today that gets you, I don't care if it's an inch or a centimeter or a millimeter, whatever, this is smallest, if it propels you and your intention becomes stronger to become that or to attain that, then you are on the right journey. And if you feel good, my guides always teach that how we feel at the end of the day, how we feel about the person, like you said, I so agree with that, that is the best evaluation of where we're going and if we're headed correctly, is how we feel at the end of the day. And try to, as you're moving through these changes and shifts, realize too, I think it's important to say that there, it's not just all bubbles and puppies and kittens and rainbows. I mean, that's all there, but there's always going to be a sacrifice. And what I hope that this can, you know, I want to share with you my personal way of sharing. I mean, we have a couple more shows, I believe, for this month. But what I would share with you this evening is to know that, yes, there are sacrifices, but they are going to be so well worth it. And if you're not sure, I guess the last thing that I would add, if you're not really sure yet exactly where you need to go or who you need to be, it's okay. Explore. It's like going to a carnival or going to a park and seeing all these amazing things to try. You don't have to say, okay, well, I'm going to go on the merry-go-round first and the Ferris wheel second and the tumblebug third. It doesn't have to be that way. You only have to say, I'm going to go there and I'm just going to let the flow overtake me and I'm going to embrace every moment of whatever I do, whether I just ride the Ferris wheel or I just sit on the merry-go-round. So you don't have to completely know as you learn to re-identify yourself and to reconnect yourself. You don't be concerned if you don't have all the answers right now at this moment. They will come when they are needed. Just know that you are moving forward and that whatever you might be walking from is that that's all that you really have to be aware of, is that if you're walking from something, is it's good enough. It is good enough to know this is not what I want. I know that it needs to be different or better in some way and start going forward. Because just like a journey, getting in a car and saying, okay, this scenery, this area, I'm not sure really what I'm going to find or where I'm going to land or what I'm going to like, but I know that this is not right for me. So you just keep driving, because if you do keep going forward and driving, you will, I can assure you, you will at some point find that place where you stop and you say, ah, this mm-hmm. is it. Now it's time for the psychic rap battles. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so with that, I really wish we'll have more time before the Christmas holiday comes up. We have another show Monday night, but it was a very exciting show, and I want to bless everyone again, and again wish everyone a happy Hanukkah for those that celebrate that, and if you have another holiday, that you are blessed in this, and that you can certainly embrace this newfound energy. And of course, if you do have questions or you do feel that you might need some guidance on your path, please visit Star Psychics, that's Stars with a Z. All of the experts are wonderful, ethical experts, and all of them have different specialties. Find one that resonates with you. I know that myself, Nicole, or any of the fabulous experts can help you to maneuver or navigate that specific path for you to find what's best for you. So with that, I will say good evening and turn it over to Nicole.
Yes, well, thank you, Maya. I agree with what you said. I really don't have very much to add. I just wish everybody a wonderful week and a wonderful December, and just, you know that this is a time of rebirth and it's a time of change, and, yeah, just find what feels good, you know. So I'll turn it over to you, Natalie, and I hope everybody has a wonderful night.
Okay, well, I was listening and talking about change, and this time last year was not as good for myself personally, coming out of losing somebody. I think it's this year I can finally say right now that I don't spend that much time looking back. I'm looking forward. And also Stars is going to really be taking off. We have something brand new coming as far as how the site is going to look. It'll be a more responsive design. Probably that'll come sometime after Christmas. We're going to see how it goes. I talked to my media gal tonight, and we're going to see what she's doing the commercial tomorrow for us, and press releases, and it's really, so you see it's moving forward. Even Stars is moving forward, as it always has to. Every so many years, you've got to give it a change, a lift, and make it look fresh, and add more bells and whistles, and the advisors are going to have more bells and whistles than they know what to do with, probably. But it's just going to be really wonderful. I have seen the design, of course. Maya's seen the design. I will send it off to Nicole and Candy, and you're going to see something really different. The same feel. I had Maya look at it energetically, and if it's of the divine and all that, because that's so important to me. And her guides came through and said, nope, you got a winner here. This is it. So lots of good things coming. I'm really grateful for my family, my immediate family that I have, and all my Stars family. You know, I regard them as my family, that I can go to any single one of them and ask them for help if I need it. And, again, you see how blessed I am, and I do know I am. And with that, we want to thank Candy. She had some trouble getting in the room tonight. I had trouble opening the thing. And just didn't want to. So, but yes, we'll have a topic next week, of course. We're going to take off the, Nicole isn't aware of this, but I'm going to be gone. I won't come home until the 21st. That's the following Monday. I'm going to be gone a couple days to get away and be ready for the big launch, I guess, because Tony and I are going to probably be up day and night for that. But it's an exciting time for all of us, and you have to look forward to what's coming. Lots of good things. And I know for myself, I'm feeling better personally. I mean, yeah, I still have a few bad moments, but they're not bad days. I get out of that real quick, and, you know, I know what responsibility I have, so I hope everybody can do the same thing and be happy and find what it is they really want to do. Have that passion. That's what I did, and I've been doing it for 20 years, and it's finally, I think finally this next year, I shouldn't say I think, with my media gal now and this radio station with us, I think it's going to be a time for Stars to really take off and be known all over. So with that, I'm going to say good night. Thank you, Candy, of course, for all you do. She promotes us on, you know, Twitter and Facebook. And, of course, thank you, Nicole and Maya. I love all of you very, very much, and we will do this again next week. So with that, I'm going to end the episode, and gals, you stay on the air so I can talk to you. So good night.
Good night.
Night.